when I shot with film, it was not uncommon for me to do a quick photo shoot with an artist where you maybe had 30 minutes where I shot black and white film, color negative film, color transparency film, 35 millimeter, 2.25 square with my Hasselblad, 4x5, half frame. We had all of these tools available to us, as well as all of these film emulsions, color film, black and white film, fast speed film that was grainy, slow speed film. And they made a film that was called tungsten film, which was balanced to indoor incandescent lighting. So essentially, it had a lot of blue in the film. So if you were shooting in a room, let's say under a bare light bulb, it would add a lot of blue to the photograph, counteracting all of the yellow that was in that incandescent light bulb, giving you a neutral, daylight balanced exposure. I quickly learned that if you shot tungsten blue film, either using daylight balanced lighting or outdoors in the shade, you got this natural, cool blue look. So all of these photographs taken here in the blue section are straight out of the camera. There's no Photoshop involved to create this look. This is how they came out of the camera. And depending on what the natural color temperature was, you got a different look. So if you look at the portrait of Tom Waits versus the one of Alanis Morissette, there's different levels of blue that you would get based on really what the light was. Again, it was sort of almost a happy accident. You knew what you were doing. You knew how to expose the film, but the results were not always known until I got the film back and looked at it and made the prints.